coldest place, I'm gonna die.
我一生子就靠信心这样去。
And so by faith, I went out.
死也不错了，已经得救了。
It's okay that I die, I've been saved.
啊，每次死不成。
But I did not die.
结果我学会一件事，我不怕病，病怕我。
Now I've learned one thing, I'm not afraid of illness. Illness is afraid of me.
我很多这一类的见证。
I have this kind of testimony.
没有时间。
But no time to say.
因为我是安排时间好好的。
Because I have to arrange my time.
有些人单凭自己兴趣选择侍奉，这个会不会忽略了发掘神给我们某些恩赐？
Some people just serve according to what they're interested in. Is that going to neglect what God
okay.
wants us to do?
基督徒过的生活不能太随便。
Christians should not live life casually.
基督徒过的生活也不要太紧张。
Christians should not live life too nervously.
做这个怕那个，做这个怕这个，结果你就变成这个心理学家。很喜欢的对象。
You do this, you're afraid of that. You do that, you're afraid of this. Then you become a favorite object of psychiatrists.
你这个有兴趣这个侍奉。
You are interested in this kind of service.
不兴趣那个侍奉。
You are not interested in that kind of service.
你要问动机是什么。
You must ask what is your motive.
那个很难，这个很容易。那你是逃避困难。
If the motive is this is very hard and that is very easy, then you are escaping the trouble.
你有兴趣，因为这边比较多年轻的女孩子。
You're interested because the pretty girls are in that place.
那个是情欲会发生出罪来。
And lust causes sin.
我不管你的表面，我管你里面动机是什么。
I don't care about your surface. I look at your.
无论做什么，纯荣耀主造就人。
Regardless what you do, glorify God and edify man.
所做的事不用罪捆绑自己。
And whatever you do, not to bind yourself with sin.
在这些原则里面去寻找应当怎么样
是。To find what you should serve in those principles.
如何积极回答一次得救永远得救的问题？
How do you positively reply, once saved, always saved, this problem?
这句话圣经是没有。
This is not in the Bible.
但是这句话真正要表达的意义是，真正重生的人是不会失落的。
What this tries to explain is those who are truly reborn will never be lost.
如果你不是真正重生的，你虽然所谓一次得救，我问你，什么叫一次得救？你说我举过手，不是一次得救。
If you're not really reborn,I'll ask you, what does it mean to be saved? You say, I raise my hand. That's being saved.
我每次在橱子上拿东西，我都举手。
Every time I get something from the shelf, I raise my hand.
所以你要真正重生，你就不失落。
So if you're truly reborn, you will never be lost.
那么你说这个也不可靠。
That's unreliable.
圣经记载有灭亡的什么这类的事情。
Because the Bible talks about perishing.
那个要用很多时间讲，今天我不要讲。
This takes too much time.
讲得太清楚。我请你注意下面几句话，以后再去思想。
Take note of these few words and think about it.
反得救的人都是神的恩典，不是他的功劳。
Those who are saved is because of God's grace, not His reward.
而所有得救的人都是因为基督为他死。
Those who are saved is because Christ died for them.
基督一次为我们的罪，就使我们永远得以成全。
Christ died for our sin, and we are forever fulfilled.
所有得救的人都一定是神所拣选。
Those who are saved.Are definitely elected by God.
没有一个得救的人不是神所拣选的。
There is no one person who is saved that is not elected by God.
神的拣选的恩赐是没有后悔的。
God never regrets what He chose.
所以父赐给子的，子保守他到末日都要复活，一个也不失落。
So those to whom Father has given to the Son will keep them until the end. Not one will be lost.
用 logic 把这些串起来，你就慢慢明白这个道理。
Link them together with your logic and you understand.
怎么样选择好的神学院
？How do you pick a good seminary?
我想神学院要选你是不是好的神学生呢
I think seminaries want to pick whether you're a good student.
都以为你是最好的然后各个神学让你来选。
Don't think that you're the best and then you're going to choose all the seminaries.
当然神学院好有一些原则。
There are some principles with good seminaries.
人家说三样要平衡我说四样要平衡。
I say four things must be balanced.
我喊常常喊人家不一样。
I'm different from the popular saying of three.
因为我是我。
I'm myself.
所以不一样。
It's different.
注意啊信仰。
Faith,
灵性
spirituality,
知识
knowledge,
侍奉
service.
你说这个包括这个全部包在一起我们讲清楚就四样信仰偏差的不能
Those deviant in their faith, you cannot go.
灵性不好的你不能去
Those that are bad spirituality, don't go.
那灵性好什么叫灵性
What is spirituality?
我前天透露三句话
Yesterday, I gave you three words.
哪一个人对神荣耀的亏欠对人的爱的亏欠，对福音债的亏欠，越尽力偿还的，就是灵性越好。
A person who tries hard to repay his obligation to the gospel, his obligation to man, and his obligation to God, that is a person who's spiritual.
我的定义。
That's my definition.
那么把这个再归纳起来两句哈。
Then to put them all together, two words.
保罗说：“无论对神对人，我常存无愧的良心。”这个就是灵性。
Paul says, I have a clear conscience regardless whether it's to man or to God.
我要给你们很稳，这个不是飘飘玄奥的理论，给你很稳很实际可以行出来的理论。
I don't want to give you far out theory. I want to give you substantial concepts.
信仰好。
Good faith.
教导你做对神对人这个有尽责的好工人。
Teach you to be a good servant towards man and God.
教导你真的懂得那真理的知识。
To teach you the truth.
教导你怎么样好好侍奉上帝。
Teach you how to serve God well.
试验好的是好神学。
These four things, if a seminar is good at, that's a good seminar.
美国有一些好的神学。
America has some good seminaries.
照我知道的，我在我自己神学教书二十年，我只有介绍过一个人去读。
I've only introduced one person to come to go to study.
那么其他在我们神学院读过的，一共五六百人。
The 500 or 600 who have studied in my seminary,
我想一大半在我聚会奉献。
Most of them dedicated themselves in my crusade.
不是我介绍他去，因为我没有那个习惯。
It's not that I recommended them to go to seminary. I don't have this habit.
我们是讲印尼文的，你们不必去说，除非你要讲方言。
Our seminary talks in Indonesian. You don't have to come unless you talk.
在美国有很多好的神学。
There are many good seminaries in states.
信仰好的。
Good in faith.
包括这个 Westminster.
Westminster.
Trinity.
Trinity.
Gordon Conwell.
Cornwell,
Dallas,
Dallas,
这个 Fuller 也不错
Fuller is good.
这个 Regent,
Regent
在这个 Vancouver,
in Vancouver,
还有其他很多很好的
others very good ones.
这个 Jackson, Mississippi,
in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi,
这个 Reformed Theological College, 这些都是好的。那 Mission 特别强的是 Fuller.
Fuller emphasizes mission very much.
Apologetic 跟 Theology 强的，比如说是 Westminster.
Westminster emphasizes apologetics and theology.
那么 Trinity 在这个 Mission.Theology 各方面都不错。
Trinity is good in missions and theology.
当然还有其他很好的。
Of course, there's other good ones.
那么，如果我们到新派神学院读，你看法如何
？If we go to a modernist seminary, what do you think?
如果你真的信仰够强，我是用积极的眼光，不怕，你这到哪里去读
？Positively thinking, if your faith is strong enough, you can go there. You don't have to be afraid.
你要影响他们。
You must influence them.
不是受影响。
Not to be influenced.
Kierkegaard, in believing the theory of existentialism, says that the Christian faith, 什么
stems
from the idea of absurdity.
Absurdity.
He says that Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac is due to the fact that Abraham believes that this is an absurd request from God. How do you recall to this?To you, 什么
React
to this. He didn't tell me.
他没有告诉我。
I mean, Abraham didn't tell me.
亚伯拉罕没有告诉我。
Probably Abraham told Kierkegaard, I don't know.
或者亚伯拉罕告诉齐克果。
So we will check it after we see Abraham.
但我们见亚伯拉罕的时候，我们去跟他问问吧。
You say, Kierkegaard in believing the theory of existentialism. No, he is...The father of modern existentialism.
齐克果就是现代存在主义之父，他没有相信存在主义的理论。
这个人呢，在他活的时候呢，是被认为疯子。
He was regarded as a madman when he lived.
A crazy man from Denmark. 但是呢，就我想天才啊，早生两代。
But I think he was a
天才 genius always.
Prodigy is always born two generations before the time.
所以当代的人看他是孙子，后代的人看他是祖父。
So the previous generations look at him as mad.
是孙子，是。
The previous generations treat him as a grandson. The later generations treat him as grandfather.
不懂事，但一早生两代，后面哇，你这么早就生出来，祖父啊，祖父，这个叫做天才。我跟天才的定义是这个。那如果你不懂，你就不是天才。
That's my definition of being a prodigy.
这不是问题，只是建议。
This is not a question, it's just a suggestion.
那么这一堂不是建议堂，是问题解答堂。
This is a question and answer, it's not a suggestion session.
他提议什么？用 videotape 的方法减少你旅行的时间，使你有时间和家人孩子在一起。他们也是你见证基本的神就构成 video tape 起来，我正反对这个事情，你知道吗？我现在不大赞同 tape and video 拿去卖。
I'm not in agreement with videotaping and the recording everything.
但是我虽然不大赞成，也不大反对，就算了。
Since I don't object too much, I don't agree too much, so let it go.
中国人很没有礼貌，没有得到人家同意就 tape 就卖。
Chinese without getting others' permission tapes it and sells.
就 violating human right.
干犯人权。
哦，没有还给他。
该杀的屋归为该杀。
What belongs to Caesar must be returned to Caesar. The microphone will be returned to 4H.
该杀就治不好，人家以为应该杀。这名秦是英文说 Caesar 就很大的名字，我们要共用。你换一个麦，你没有哪来先哪去。OK， 我刚才讲到哪里？我告诉你，在中国。
In China.
圣经呢不准卖，大家读，大家抄。美国圣经一大堆，连看都不看。
In China, the Bible cannot be sold. Everybody copies, everybody reads. In America, Bibles everywhere, nobody reads it.
你为 copy 一大堆 tape 出福音就广传嘛。
You think that by copying a bunch of tape, the gospel will be brought out?
你收到一个反果叫 you are making gospel and evangelism too cheap.
可能你使这个福音太廉价。
我再唱反调。
Let me give you another.
许多的聚会，我一讲到在印尼，一次的聚会就卖掉4000个 tape。
Sometimes in Indonesia, one gathering, 4,000 tapes are sold.
后来呢，有一些人聚会都不来了，你拿几块钱，你替我买 tape 回来啊。
Some people don't even bother to come. They say,、oh, just buy the tape for me, okay?
我去啊，那汽油就比那个贵了。
The gasoline I used to go there is much more expensive than tape.
不但如此，还有这个 parking fee 啊。
Parking fee.
还有听到这个麻烦的不得了，所以我你替我买几个 tape 回来好。
So to save all that money, just give you $2, go buy a tape.
结果怎么样呢
？What happens?
聚会也不来 tape。
They don't go to the meeting. They don't listen to the tape.
浪费上帝的。
You're wasting the resources.
Stop.
Stop.
You stop 了聚会才能
赚大钱。Once it stops, the people came.
我想 Bill Gothard.
Bill Gothard is right.
他的书不准卖。
His books are not sold.
书店不可以卖。
Bookstores cannot sell his books.
对，所以他的聚会几万。
So his meetings, a couple of tens of thousands.
我们买了个 copy 嘛，对吧？对吧？聚会一直做不大，打得要命。
We sell tapes, tapes, tapes. Nobody ever comes.
我是反对 cheap sale, Christian grace.
我反对廉价的，把基督教的恩典。
如果要不要卖我的录音带，我要 charge 很高的，要很贵的价钱。
If I want to sell these tapes, I want to sell them at a high price.
哇，你要做生意不
？So you're doing a business? No.
我如果得到很多钱，我要做主工作。
If I get a lot of money, I'm going to do God's work.
我有个 dream， 可能印尼需要一个5000个人做的礼拜堂。
I have a dream. I think Indonesia needs a church that seats 5,000.
如果必要，我就留在那里，我不多出来。
If there's a need, I will stay there and I won't come out.
那是需要几百万的钱的东西。
It takes millions of dollars.
我们现在什么都 cheap sale.
Today we cheaply sell everything.
我告诉，如果人买的很贵，他就好好听。你送他，他就不听，因为圣经说钱在哪里，心就在哪里。这经你没有念过吗？
If you sell it very, very expensively, people pay a lot of money. They're going to listen to it. The Bible says, "Where your money is, there is your heart." Have you heard that?
你们知道有一个人叫做 Horowitz.
You've heard of Horowitz.
没有听过吗
？Have you heard of him?
Holocaust 听过。
You've heard of the Holocaust.
Horowitz 听过吗
？Have you heard of Horowitz?
五年才出来演奏一次。
5 years he comes out once to perform.
所以大家等得要命。
So everybody's waiting.
有一个人等了五年。
One person waited 5 years.
后来去排队排3天3夜去买票。
And he lined up for 3 days, 3 nights to get the ticket.
在纽约都要买3天3夜的票才能够听他。
Even in New York, you have to wait 3 days, 3 nights to hear him play.
买了票。
He gets the ticket.
进去听。
Goes in to listen.
太紧张。
Too nervous.
Horowitz 一出来他就昏倒。
Horowitz came out, he fainted.
就被抬出去。
He was then fainted and taken out.
My goodness.
真的。
真的事情the historic.
This really happened. It's historic.
那你说 Horowitz 五年才演奏一次，吃什么饭呢
？You say what does he eat if he only plays once every 5 years?
他灌一次唱片几十万美金呢
？One recording.
他同你开玩笑。
$100,000 of U.S.
你以为上帝的福音很便宜？你要听我这几句话，我要讲10,000多次道才有这些话接听，你懂吗
？You want to listen to these things? I have to preach 10,000 times to
more than that.
More than that to purify those words.
我讲到超过15,000次。
I preached more than 15,000 times.
比 Billy Graham 多几次，多几倍。
A few times more than Billy Graham.
因为他们很简单，
because、
一次讲到3-4分钟。
Because there's a simple 30 minutes preaching all the time.
他们的百姓都很多是基督徒。
And they're Hearers are all Christians.
去的时候
，when they go，
一个管音响，一个管布置，一个管这个。到时间到，他讲半个钟就好了。我们中国传道人呢是很苦的。
And then when the time is right, someone's taking charge of music, some take charge of the videos and everything. He preaches for half an hour, he's done. Chinese preachers are very, they have to work very hard.
外国发明 stereo, 中国人都是 mono.
The West invented the stereo, Chinese are still on mono.
有的机会从早到晚我一个人讲就 mono speaker.
I preach from beginning to end, I'm the mono speaker.
好了，继续讲下去。所以这个有关的 video, 我不是不注意这个东西，不注意这个用法，不是不注意。
It's not that I don't take charge of these things.
我们是不是有正在做一些反作用的事情？
But are we getting a negative effect?
我这 stimulate 你的思想，你去想。
I'm going to make you think about this.
新加坡我有一个聚会。
I had a meeting in Singapore.
他们替我组织的。
They organized it for me.
卖票的。
They sold tickets.
$10.
十块钱。
Sold out.
卖掉卖光
，concert hall 满座，
整个 concert hall
下大雨的时候还是满。
It was pouring rain, but it was full.
为什么今天下大雨你们都来
？I said, why is it raining and you're still here?
Because you pay already.
因为你付了钱了。
现在的我们来听福音哦，你不来，上帝很孤单。
Now we say, come listen to the gospel. If you don't listen, God is very lonely.
我们把自己弄得一点价值都没有。
We make it valueless.
其实我们的东西是很好的东西。
But we have a precious thing.
我不是不愿意做，我不愿意我那样辛苦做出来的东西变成 cheap 的东西，我不愿意。
It's not that I don't want to do it. I don't want to put so much effort in and then it's produced in a cheap way.
The grace of God is free, but not cheap.
上帝的恩典是免费的，但是不是廉价的。
我是在告诉我一生传道最大困难，很多我的思想，我的时代的人不了解。
When I came out to preach, a lot of my thinking was not understood by this generation.
等你了解我死了。
When you understand it, I'm dead.
那你一 understand, 我就 stand under. 好了，要不要去睡觉了
？Want to sleep?
啊，你来代替我打。如果有心侍奉
If you have a heart to serve
Hello
Recording 这是
还有 recording 你看两个一个用这个勉强我们合一
Forcing us to be united
如果有心侍奉把自己奉献给主用但还是不感到圣灵特别感动怎么办呢
If you have a heart to dedicate yourself to be used by Lord but you don't feel that Holy Spirit is moving you
这问题是你所感到的圣灵感动是怎么样的
What does it mean? What do you mean by what you feel and the Holy Spirit moving you?
没触电一下是不是
If you feel moved, you might be moved by the electrical current by sticking your hand in the electric current.
圣灵怎么样感动的
How does the Spirit move you?
啊
How does the Spirit move you?
这个 AMC 啊，做了这个 Spirit 那个车，它的广告叫 Let the Spirit move you, 岂有此理
The AMC commercial, they made a car called the Spirit. They advertised saying Let the Spirit move you. That's garbage.
那么这个 Datsun 说 Datsun saves 人家是 Jesus saves 他说 Datsun saves
Datsun gave a commercial Datsun saves
这些 都是这个无耻的 copy 基督教的东西
These are shameless copies of Christianity
无论如何基督教是他们的根源
But regardless of what Christianity was a source of their
你什么叫圣灵的感动
What is the moving of the Holy Spirit
圣灵用什么感动
How does the Holy Spirit move you
圣灵用什么引导人
How does the Holy Spirit guide you
I believeThe only basic means used by Holy Spirit to move you, to guide you, to illuminate you, to teach you, to cleanse you, is the Word, nothing else.
唯有神的道是圣灵用来感动你、指引你。
道
The Word.
道很重要。
The Word is important.
你知不知
Do you know?
知。知什么
You know, what do you know?
知道。
You know, 道。
道很重要。如果你不知道，你就是无知的。
If you don't know the Word, you are a...
中国人知道有道无知就没有道因为没有道就无知嘛无知不是无知道无知没有道
This is impossible
You are doing something mission impossible 我从前17岁奉献的时候
When I dedicated myself when I was 17
看了很多的传记
I looked at a lot of biographies
只有属灵的
Spiritual ones of course
不属灵的我就不看因为我灵性不错
Because that was spiritual So I don't look at unspiritual biography
发现怎么这个孙大信会摸爆
I realized one of the characters Mr. Sun can touch a leopard
我摸来摸去就摸猫
All I can touch is that cat Garfield
这个宋博士会做一梦见异象的。
John Song can dream dreams and see visions.
我梦来梦去什么都梦不到。
I try to dream, nothing comes.
我想糟糕，大概上帝没有呼召我，圣灵没有感动。
I said, oh boy, maybe the Holy Spirit is not really moving me.
但我相信我有一个很深的感动，要做传道人，神也引导我，相信我主已经感动。
But I had a great feeling that God has moved me to be a preacher.
还是一个问题，到底为什么他们有异象，有这个我没有？
But then another question, why did they have those visions and I didn't?
后来我找到答案。
Then I found the answer.
因为神要我多讲道，少讲见证。
Because God wants me to preach the word and not give too many testimonies.
中国教会听见证啊、梦啊、异象啊那些的时代过了，现在是要用道来坚固的时代，所以神不要给我那些，免得我讲那些。
The age in which the Chinese church like to listen to dreams and testimonies all the time, that has passed. That's why God doesn't let me in this age talk about those things.
我要讲，我梦见没有啊。
I can say I dream, I didn't.
我见到没有啊
I saw, but I didn't see.
我只能说圣经讲就讲到。
So all I can say is, the Bible says, I'm preaching the word.
后来我再发现另外一件事情。
Then I found another thing.
宋藏杰是 second class Christian.
John Song is a second class Christian.
我是 first class.
I am first class.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他看见来信才信。耶稣说你没有看见信的更有福气。
Because. He saw and he believed. And Christ said, those who did not see yet believe is more blessed.
你没有做过梦不必自卑感你是 first class.
If you haven't dreamed any dreams, you're a first class Christian. Don't be inferior.
可否请你把妇女的角色再多说一点因为刚才下午你讲的太简洁我不够聪明。
Can you talk about your view of the women's role?
如果你不够聪明，我再讲十次也不。
The questioner said, "I'm not intelligent enough to grasp everything you said." And he answered, "If you're not intelligent to grasp everything he said, you can might as well forget it."
我判断你要真谦卑，不要假。假谦卑比真骄傲比假谦卑的人还好。
Those who are truly proud is even better than those falsely humble.
因为真骄傲至少还有真，假谦卑假的。
Because those who are truly proud at least have some truth. Those who are falsely humble are false.
这些都是我的 philosophy.
these are his philosophy.
我说啊
I say,
当时有一些妇女动不动就上台教训人因为原文用 didache 用教导。
At that time, some women would just go up there and teach out of nothing.
教人
They teach.
就女人教人男人不大好的。
It's not very good for a woman to be teaching men.
我告诉一个男人讲道的时候，激烈的讲，你会尊重他。
When a man preaches with vigor, you have respect for him.
如果一个女人激烈的讲，你会毛骨悚然。
If a woman goes up and goes like that, you're going to have goose pimples.
因为神造男造女是不一样的。
Because when God created men, man and woman, he created them differently.
我们不必勉强产生 men are created equally, men are created unequally.
We should not say men are created equally because they're created unequally.
Some are created more high IQ, some are lower IQ.
有些人的智慧程度高一点，有些少一点。
All created unequally.
他们都是不平等的创造。
那么男女呢是平等的地位，但是不平等的次序。
Men and women are positionally the same, but different sequence.
Created in different way and different function.
用不同的方法而不同的功用。
男人重事业，女人重家庭。
The woman is career oriented. No, the man is career oriented. The woman is family oriented.
男人重权威，女人重爱情。
Men is authority oriented. Women is love oriented.
男人重理性，女人重感情。
Men is rationality oriented. Women is emotional oriented.
男人重前景，女人重这个回忆。
Men looks to the future. Women looks back all the time.
男人重投资，女人重保障。
Men looks at investment. Women looks at security.
所以我要把这么钱去投资，女的说，那家里留多少？
The man says, I'm going to invest this much money. The woman says, how much are you going to keep at home?
我以后要这样这样这样，不要忘记从前。不一样。
He said, I'm going to do this in the future. He said, don't forget last time.
所以男女是不一样的。
Male and female are different. Okay,
所以呢，男人是女人的头。
Therefore, man is the head of the woman.
周牧师说呢，女人是男人的颈项。
Reverend Charles says, woman is the neck of the man.
看哪一种女人。
What kind of women? What kind of women?
那是 second class.
That's a second class woman.
High class 的女人，圣经没有说是景象，女人是男人的冠冕，圣经讲。
The Bible says the woman is a crown of the man.
Even higher. 不要在这里。 啊，注意啊
，Take note。
如果一个女子在众人面前看不起她的丈夫
，If a woman looks down at her husband in front of others，
啊，她丈夫忍气吞声
，And his husband takes it all in。
你想人会佩服这个女人为天下女人争了一场大仗吗
？You think people would admire this woman for women winning the battle for all women？
你会感到整个家庭乱七八糟。
You know the whole family is upside down。
但如果一个女人在众人面前尊重她的丈夫，整个家庭都被尊重。
But if a woman respects her husband in front of others, the whole family is respected.
就是这个是一个原则。
This is a principle.
男人是女人的头。
Man is the head of the woman.
大家说。
Say it.
一二三。圣经的话你敢不讲
？This is Bible.
一二三。
That's it. Man is the head of the woman.
女人说。
Women say this.
圣经的话啊，讲。一二三
，Man，
你跟你们不要说的不必结婚。
If you deny this fact, don't get married.
女人一定要做头的不必结婚。
You who want to be head, don't get married.
男人如果没有女人的领袖才，那么又做结了婚，怎么做头发呢？
领袖什么？
没有领袖才。
If man doesn't have
leadership, 因为你他的太太比他强。
Because his wife is stronger than he is.
那如果这个太太还是照着圣经原则尊重丈夫做头？这个丈夫呢，就无形中慢慢做头会做成啦。
But if the wife then still stays in another position, encourage her husband to be a leader, eventually he might become a leader.
而且会最好做很稳很好的头。
And he will be a very good and steady head.
不是乱头拍头。
It's not going to be a mop head.
I don't understand the deep English. Okay, 那么现在，当时的女人有很多爱上台讲道。
At that time, a lot of women liked to stand up and preach.
如果你问她说
If you ask them,
你凭什么权柄讲道
On what authority do you preach?
她一定说神的启示
She would say the revelation of God.
等到全本圣经写完了以后
After the whole Bible was written.
新约写成了以后
After the New Testament was written.
你就发现神根本那个时候没有启示女人
You find that man, God had not revealed to women.
所以他们领受都是错误的。
So all they had received was wrong.
所以保罗禁止他们是有很严重的根据。
So there's a very heavy basis on which Paul restricts them from
teaching. 第二
Second.
保罗说这些女人如果要明白什么在家里问丈夫不要上台讲道。
Paul says, if those women want to understand anything, go home and ask their husbands, don't come up and preach.
换一句话说他们呢不明白而呱呱叫。
In other words, they did not understand, yet they were loud.
他们可以问丈夫，表示丈夫比他更明白，而不呱呱叫。
They can go home and ask their husbands, meaning that the husbands know more about them.
保罗禁止这些女人是理所当然。
So it is reasonable that Paul restricts them from teaching.
下午我说，当全本圣经启示完了以后
，After the whole Bible was revealed,
女子照着圣经的教训传扬主的话。
And the women.According to God's word, preaches His word.
那么这个呢就不一样。
This is different.
同那些自以为领受启示教导男人是不一样。
It's different from those who thought they received revelation and taught men.
你教导
，you teaching the Bible
based on the teaching of God 就不一样。
It's based on teaching of God. It's different.
现在呢 ，missionary 也差不多三分之二若是女人。
About 2/3 of all missionaries are females.
其实也没有什么特殊。
There's nothing special.
因为这三分之二，三分之一嫁给 missionary， 另外三分之一所以就，所以就是表示呢，结婚的同没有结婚的女子，这个单位是差不多一样的。
1/3 of the married missionaries, another third,
就 remain
single.
那么男的是三分之一。
So the male is 1/3.
那么这个呢，总数加起来女的三分之二，但这个不能归这边，因为女人结婚的，男的女的他归这边的。
But you add all the females together, they are 2/3. But remember, 1/3 has been married. They are,
所以他归这边。
They belong to that side.
啊，那么如果总数来说女多，不是因为什么，是因为上帝的应许，他发了命令，传福音的妇女成了大群。诗篇六十八篇。
Psalm 68. The women who preach the gospel has become the big group.
英文没有表达出来。The creatures become the big group. 那英文只有说 preachers。但原文是女性的。
The English translation used the word preachers, but the original
我告诉你
used the female.
I'm sure 中文的就好喝一本 far better than the King James version.
The Chinese Union version is far better than the King James version.
你知道好喝一本平均每一节用多少时间翻译
？Do you know on the average how long they took to translate every verse in this Chinese Union version?
11 hours.
11个钟头。
而且是 long after. The time of King James.
而且是 King James Version 之后一大段时候。
The knowledge of archaeology and the language of Greek more complete.
考古跟希腊文的认识更完整。
所以我又没得罪妇女啊。
Have I offended the women?
我也不敢，我妈妈是妇女。
I don't care, my mother is a woman.
我不敢得罪妇女。这女子给世界的贡献是很大。
The contribution of the women is great to this world.
实在是如此。
It is true.
我的妈妈应该被列入中国历史，中国教会历史最伟大的妈妈之一。
My mother should be listed one of the greatest mothers in Chinese history.
我不开玩笑。
I'm not joking.
因为中国教会历史里面只有一个家庭，五个人，五个孩子做牧师的，就是我的家庭。
There's only one family in history in which five kids all became preachers. That's my family.
就我的家庭，别的还没有。五个男的做牧师是我的家庭。
All five boys became Christians.
我三岁，我爸爸就死了。
When my father died when I was three.
所以这个是我妈妈伟大的地方。
This is the greatness of my mother.
她比我伟大多了。
She's greater than me.
我没有办法五个孩子做牧师，我孩子都不到不才三个，怎么有五个做牧师
？All three of my kids, they're not pastors yet.
对不对？所以这个不可能。我从小的时候，早上起来就听他祷告，为一个一个孩子祷告，一整个钟头祷告。
When I was young, I got up. The first thing I saw in the morning was her praying for every boy.
因为我呢，九岁的时候，他把我带到山上去祷告，才准我去上课。
When I was 9 years old, she would take me up to the mountain to pray before she let me go to school.
请问为什么上帝许可痛苦存在呢？
Why does God allow the existence of pain?
罪恶存在呢？
Sin.
你犯罪不怪自己，怪上帝许可它存在。
You sin, yet you do not accuse yourself, but you accuse God of letting it to be there.
我们如果不犯罪，罪就不存在了。
If we did not commit sin, sin would not exist.
所以罪存在去怪上帝，这已经是犯罪，罪上加罪。
So the existence of sin, you don't accuse yourself, but accuse God. That's sin on sin.
中国人的苦同罪两个字有相关的可以相连的用意。
There's a double connective meaning between the Chinese word pain and sin.
受罪就是受苦的意思。
Those who are suffering from sin is the same meaning as those who are suffering.
苦难有没有价值啊？
Is there meaning in pain?
这个问题，每一个问题把它反过来，你就稍微得到答案的一半。
Let's turn the tables on these questions.
苦难有没有价值？
Is there worth in suffering?
你要反问。不受苦的人有价值吗？
You should also ask those who never go through suffering, are they worthy?
如果有个老伯伯，
If there's an old man,
告诉你我几年在监牢，经过几次大战，跟老虎咬三次啊，我讲出哇，你听得津津有味，结果你说哇，你是很伟大，我受你的见证很大的感动。
There's one old man who said, I was in jail, I went through the war, I was bitten by a tiger 3 times, and I went through this and said, wow!
你一面听一面感到很好。
And you say, yeah, this is great.
最好不要轮到我。
This is great. It's great.
对不对？
I hope it never happens to me.
当你听到那个见证那么好，你已经是承认苦难是有价值。
When you hear this good testimony, you are already admitting that there is a meaning in suffering.
所以你对老人发生兴趣。
So you have an interest in old people.
来了另外一个老人。
Another old man comes.
就像中国寿星那个满脸红光。
His face is glowing like longevity, Mr. Longevity.
头上多一块。
There's this lump on his forehead.
这个人来了。
This man comes.
老伯伯，你有什么经验可以告诉我？
Old man, what kind of experience do you have?
我一生只有四个字。
All my life.Four words.
哇，你快快写下来，金玉良言只有四个，这么精炼。
Boy, all those years, four words, you better copy it down.
你知道那四个字是什么？
What were these four words?
吃饭睡觉。
Eat rice and go to sleep.
你气死了，就把它丢掉了。
You hated it. You threw away the paper.
这就证明你认为一个人平安顺利是没有价值。
So you know that eating rice and going to bed has no meaning.
所以苦难有没有价值，已经打。
Whether suffering has any
已经打了。问题是什么？问题是最好不要轮到我。
The question is, boy, I hope it never happens to me.
那就是你没有价值的原因。
That's why you are worthless.
没有一个民族不遇困难、不遇苦难而产生有深度的思想。
There's no civilization that can give birth to deep thinking without going through suffering.
一个人讲话呢，
a person who talks,
一下子就看见这个人生命深度到什么地方。
You can see immediately how deep his life is.
他的话语的分量、价值、深度到什么地方。
The depth of the content of his words.
老孟子是懂得这个道理。
Mencius understood this.
天降大任于斯人也，必先劳其筋骨，苦其心志，谁有价值？
that heaven is about to give a big responsibility to the man. Heaven is going to train that man and to break his bones.
孟子到现在2000多年了。
Mencius has been 2,000 years ago.
你还问这问题?
And you still ask this question.
这不过是证明进化论是错的。
That just proves to you evolution. Evolution is wrong. You have never progressed, you see.
当主耶稣被试探的时候,
when Christ was tempted,
是不是有可能犯罪?
Was there a possibility of him sinning?
是他不愿意犯罪?
Or did he just not willing to sin?
或者他不可能犯罪?
Or was it impossible for him to sin?
我相信耶稣来做人的时候,
I believe when Christ came to be man,
他冒险地进到一个可能犯罪的状况里,
he risked himself into a state of a possibility of sinning.
所以呢,他的得胜就有非常大的意义。
So his victory has great meaning.
如果他是绝对不可能犯罪的,
if it was impossible for him to sin,
然后他就假装来受试探,
and he acted like he's about to be tempted.
得胜了,本来不会犯罪的嘛。
And so then he says, I'm victorious. Of course, it was impossible for him to sin.
就没有什么道成肉身的意义。
Then
the
word becoming flesh has no meaning. That's how I view.
我有一些学生反对我这个理论。
There are some students of mine who is opposed to my
thing. 我也不要紧,我知道他IQ比较低。
I don't object. I know his IQ is lower anyway.
连基督都不能例外。
Even Christ cannot be exceptional.
当他来做人的时候,
when he came to be a man,
要受苦,休息,顺从,直到完全。
He had to suffer, learn to obey, and to perfection.
这个表示呢, 人被造的时候, 那个perfection是 neutrality, neutral perfection.
That means when man was created, his perfection was neutral.
我中文给他翻译叫做, 不是翻译, 我自己创造的名称, 叫做中介性的完全。
I gave it a terminology. This is the perfection of
neutrality. Men are created in between good and evil.
人是在好,善与恶之间被创造的。
Intermediate state.
在那个中介地位,
不是 stage.
不是这个阶段,
status. 那么这个 perfection 是 neutral perfection.
那个完美是中性的完美,
还要进到一个叫做 perfect perfection.
他还要, he has to go into a perfect perfection.
这一个呢, 就需要一个 obedience.
This you need obedience.
那个 obedience 如果你没有达到, rebellion 就是罪。
If you had not attained that obedience, that is rebellion and sin.
所以从这个地方来看,
so we look at it from here.
What is pre-evangelism?
什么是福音的, 什么是福音的预工?
你还没有撒种以前, 先挖土, 这个叫做 pre-evangelism.
Before you sow, you first dig up the soil. This is pre-evangelism.
然后放进去,
then you sow.
如果你没有挖土,
if you did not dig the soil,
那么你随便撒种, 刚好落在石头的上面,
and you sow casually, it falls on a stone.
鸟就吃掉,
and the birds come and eat it.
所以我说中国教会 pre-evangelistic work is very weak.
所以我说中国教会福音预供方面是很弱的,
因为中国人的文化呢, 出一块钱就要赚两块钱。
Because Chinese culture, you pay $1, you want to get back $2.
传福音也是这样。
Same way with their evangelism.
We like the profit, but we do not want to invest.
我们喜欢赚钱, 却不喜欢投资。
所以呢, 在传福音的工作上, 我们缺乏投资。
So we lack investment in our evangelistic work.
你知道香港有突破杂志吗?
You know the Breakthrough Magazine?
花那么多钱, 里面没有几篇福音, 浪费。
Spent so much money, and there's not much gospel tracts in there. It's a waste of money.
But I think that is the most valuable waste, if you can call it waste.
但是如果你觉得这是浪费的话, 这是你最有价值的一次浪费。
我怎么描写这句话?
How do I describe this word?
为了使地球能得到太阳的一线光, 上帝浪费了几千万线光。
In order for the earth to receive one ray of light, God wasted all the other rays.
God must be wrong.
上帝错了,
he should make a very big flash.
All you have to do is make a big flashlight.
对不对?
That's one ray.
就 conserve energy 嘛。
You have to conserve energy, you know.
为了达到上帝旨意的焦点,
in order to reach the focus point of God's will,
神有很大的投资,
God invested a lot of things.
我们传福音也是如此。
The same way with our evangelization.
有时候我讲几天的道理,
sometimes I preach for a few days.
还没有谈到福音的正题。
I haven't even gone to the proper body of his, of the gospel.
我不认为我是不忠于上帝的道。
I don't believe that I'm unfaithful to God's word.
我在整个教会工作的环里面，我是做了一个很重要的一环。
Because I feel that I've put a big important link in the whole ring of church history.
很少人了解我就是。
Not many people understand me.
那也不要紧，我奉献不是为你了解。
That's okay.
如何像一位本来是信主的，现在变成虔诚的副教徒？原因不知道。他太太不知要继续信主或者信佛，怎么样帮助他
？How do you help a person who was originally a Christian, now he's become a Buddhist? Reason unknown.
原来信主的吗
？Did he originally believe?
他真的信吗
？Did he really believe?
他是怎样信
？How did he believe?
又怎样跑掉
？How did he run off?
容易来的容易去
，Easy come, easy go.
你明白吗
？You understand?
赚钱也是容易来的容易去
，Money is the same way, easy come, easy go.
每一块慢慢赚的很坚固
，Every dollar that's hard earned is strong.
我们今天如果不真材实料实实在在扎实的把真理种在我们会有心中感谢主很多人悔改很多人会悔改的悔改 They will repent from the repentance you know.
Unless you solidly plant the word and found the foundation on everybody's heart Thank the Lord everybody so many people believe
他从前信主了现在变成回教副教徒
he was a Christian now he's become a Buddhist
那从前基督徒吗
Was he a Christian before?
从前糊涂
He was not a Christian, maybe a dummy.
现在他变成副教徒了。
Now he's become a Buddhist.
他的太太不知道怎么样。
Now his wife doesn't know what to believe. See,
如果前者不可救，往者还可追，你就好好去给兼顾他的太太。
Since he's already gone, at least you can go and try to confirm his wife.
但是好好与他们谈，盼望有一种爱慕真理的心，重新建立信仰。
Talk to them and try with a heart with a yearning for the truth to reconstruct the truth.
宗教是很危险。
Religion is dangerous.
宗教也是很伟大的。
Religion is great as well.
宗教也是很包容一切。
Religion encompasses all.
因为宗教把绝对性当作它的实质。
Because religion treats absoluteness as its substance.
错就绝对错了。
So when you're wrong, you're absolutely wrong.
所以是危险。
This is dangerous.
对就绝对对，那很伟大。
If you're right, you're absolutely right, and that's great.
因为绝对所以包含一切。
Because it's absolute, it encompasses everything.
所以要谨慎。
So you have to be careful.
教错孩子事情不太大。
If you teach your kids wrongly, that's not as bad.
教错爸爸妈妈会生气。
If you teach the father wrong,
call others as your father, your mother got mad.
You call other people as your father, your mother's gonna get mad.
教错丈夫很不好意思。
If you call other people as your husband, that's an embarrassing thing.
教错上帝永远没有救援。
If you call the wrong God, it's hopeless.
How can we answer the question?Is heaven a classless society as there are some who have been more faithful than others while on earth? 在天堂有没有阶级的分辨？神是公义的。
God is a just God.
所以一定有等级。
There will be classes.
我没有听过牧师讲这样的话。
Boy, I've never heard of anything like that before.
哪里会没有等级？
How can there be classless?
有人得赏赐
，some receive reward，
有人不得赏赐
，some do not receive any reward。
你说一样了，反正上天堂。
You say that's the same thing. You go to heaven anyway.
你可能去扫地，我告诉你。
Maybe you're gonna be a vacuum cleaner up in heaven, you know?
其实那边没有扫帚，我大概是 vacuum。But we'll try to convey one kind of concept. 神是公义。
I try to give you this concept. God is a just God.
所以呢，有一些观念。我们不完全了解，但是稍微知道一些。
Some things we incompletely understand, but know a little bit.
如果你是独生的话，是不是能更能责任感
？And to decrease the responsibility to your family.
我长得不太漂亮。
I'm not as handsome.
但也不难看。
I'm not too ugly either.
我如果独生了，每天拒绝人求婚就忙死。
If I'm single, I have to.Get rid of all the people going after me, then I'm going to be preoccupied all my life.
你知道，那我那个时候结婚，其中原因一个是这个。
One reason for me to get married was because of that. Too many people going after me.
他们就知道了 ，Alas, he go home. 我有我的家，那么他们就不必可以减少很多人的祷告。
I can decrease a lot of people that used to pray for me all the time.
我如果都说了很多人一直祷告这件事，那么麻烦的不得了。
When I'm single, many people pray for me about my singleness. That's just a lot of hassle.
虽然我有家庭责任
，Even though I have a family responsibility.
我的家庭很漂亮的，你要不要看
？But my family is beautiful. You want to see it?
好了，要好好安排时间嘛。
You must arrange your time well. Save time.
你刚才讲。 如果失去起初的爱心，
if you lost the love that you had originally，
怎么样得回来？
How do you get it back？
圣经有答案。
The Bible has answers。
你要回想，
you must rethink，
你从哪里堕落，
where you fell，
也要悔改，
and you must repent。
就是这样，我们起初爱心，
we originally had love，
要走走走，
and then we're going
far， 歪一点，
then we go a little bit，
歪一点的这个曲线很美的那种，
you know， a little curve is quite beautiful。
你就想从那里歪，要从哪边回改。
And so where you made the curve, you must repent.
从哪里跌倒，从哪里起来。听过这个话吗？
Where you fell, stand up from where you fell.
这句话是很不必要讲，因为没有人从这里跌到哪里起
来。This is very unnecessary because no one falls down here,
对不对？
Gets up there.
我很敏感，因为我跌倒很出名。
I'm very sensitive to that. I fall down all the time.
我曾经撞车几次。Brain concussion 三次。
I have 3 brain concussions from car accidents.
还或者不是神的恩典是什么？
I'm still living, it's God's grace.
而且 IQ 没有降低。
Nothing has happened to my IQ either.
我一个哥哥说，人家撞的时候都是去保护头，你每次用头撞，你就他说一件拱头。
My brother said, when people get a car accident, they protect their heads. You go with your head, you have a steel head.
不是拱头，笨头。
You have a dumb head.
我这个头是笨头，那里面的脑是不笨。
I have a stupid head, but the brains inside are not that bad.
所以很敏感，从哪里跌倒哪里起来。
So I'm very sensitive. You fall, you stand up.
我们树林的事情刚好就笨到这个地步，从这里跌倒要从那边起来。
We are so stupid concerning spiritual matters. We fall here, we want to get up there.
举例。
Example.
我们不要传福音。
We don't want to preach the gospel.
我们是从懒惰跌倒的。
Because we started from laziness.
我们从那里起来呢？
Where do we get up?
寄一点钱去拆船，
give some money to send，
安慰良心，
and clear my conscience。
所以你起初的爱不会回来，
so your original love will not come back。
你从那里跌倒哪里起来？没有别条路。
Where you fell, stand up from there, no other way。
你猛造要把人献上，你不把人献上，把钱献上，你永远不会得回起初的爱。
You're called to give yourself, but instead of giving yourself to give some money, you're never going to get up。
就是这样简单。
That's simple。
请问恩赐、天才、树林、果子有什么不同吗？
Gifts, talents,spiritual fruits, are there any differences between them?
这天才外国文是没有的。
There isn't this word.
Heavenly gift. Heavenly genius 没有这个词。那么这 talent 的意思是什么呢？
What does talent mean?
Talent 就是他连的。就是 the measurement of the solid things. 他连的。好像一个他连的的黄金什么。I give you one talent, I give you two talent. 这是表示呢这个神给人的某一份天分。
Talent is a measurement of currency. That means the quantity of talent God has given us.
那么这个恩赐是什么？
What is gifts?
The sanctified talent that is gift.
分别为圣的天才。
一个人有天才，
A person has talent.
得救了以后，
After he's been saved,
主分别为圣了，就变成恩赐。
God sanctifies that, that becomes a gift.
The gift is a sanctified talent.
恩赐就是分别为圣的
天才。Sanctified for the use of the kingdom.
分别出来为天国的使用。
树林果子是什么？
What is spiritual fruits then?
就是市场买不到的。
That is what you cannot buy from the fresh fruit market.
The market 买的不是树林的果子。
The fruits that you can get from the supermarket you can't.
果子是什么呢？
What is fruits?
生命力产生出来同性质的结晶，这个叫做果子。
The end result, the essence of something that's produced by same life levels, that is the fruit.
The vital, crystal production of the same essence derived from your life, that is fruit. 所以苹果树就产生出苹果本质的果子，就是这个意思。树林的果子就是灵命力量产生出来结晶的果效，这个树林的果子。
That is the crystallized fruits of your spirituality. That is spiritual fruits.
圣经记载几种果子啊？
What? How many fruits are described in the Bible?
几种啊？七种。
Seven.
我今天不讲了，那个是 outline of my sermon.
This is the outline. I'm not going to go into that.
有一种果子叫做圣灵的果子。
There is a kind of fruit called the fruits of the spirit.
几粒？
How many?
几粒？一粒
，one，
一粒
，one。
原文是 singular， 一粒。
The original was singular one。
King James Version 翻译错了。
King James Version is wrong。
Fruit of Holy Spirit.
圣灵的果子一粒
一粒九种味道。
Nine flavors, though. Nine flavors.
仁爱喜乐和平安那个九种味道。
Peace, love, joy, and nine flavors.
OK. 那么圣灵的果子，这个人很多圣灵的果子，他很会结果子，不是他结，是圣灵结在他身上。
This man has a lot of spiritual fruits. He bears a lot of spiritual fruits. It's not him that's bearing spiritual fruits. It's the Holy Spirit.
他很温柔。
He's very tender.
圣灵的果子不是他的啊。
It is the Holy Spirit.
他很节制。
He is very constrained.
圣灵的果子不是他的啊。
It's the Holy Spirit, not his.
圣灵果子结在他身上。
It's the Holy Spirit's fruit born in him.
那你不能结果这圣灵果子，因为什么？你抗拒圣灵的引导，就圣灵不要结在你身上。
You cannot bear the fruits of the Spirit because you reject the Holy Spirit.
果子在我身上，荣耀在他那里。
The fruit is in me, the glory to him.
有没有非基督徒比基督徒更温柔的？
Are there non-Christians more tender than Christians?
啊，那么非基督徒也有温柔，也有圣灵的果子咯。
Then if a Christian is also tender, he's also got spiritual fruits, doesn't he?
为什么温柔你知道吗？
Why is he tender?
因为他爸爸本来很柔。
Because his father is tender.
妈妈也很柔。
Mother is also tender.
脾气软的，再找一个软的结婚，会生一块豆腐出来。
A soft person married to another soft person might give birth to a bean curd.
那么那个那很柔的孩子生出来，从生出来就柔，那不是圣灵果子，那叫做 genetic 遗传的果子。
A person who was originally tender, born that way, is not the fruit of spirit; it's genetical fruits.
那么圣灵果子的温柔是什么？
And what is the tenderness of the spiritual fruit?
一个脾气很坏的人，在很需要的时候，需要发脾气，他能够被圣灵引导到以温柔来带人，那个是温柔的。
When a person is about to lose his temper, yet the Holy Spirit changes him and become a tender person, that is the fruit of the Spirit.
有许多时候圣灵充满一个人，你看见这个人和他本性完全不一样。
When you see a person filled with the Holy Spirit, you can tell that he is different from what he was.
弱的变得很强。
Those who are weak become strong.
强的会变得很美的弱。
Those who are strong becomes tender.
就柔和弱不一样。
Tenderness is different from weakness.
就柔弱就不大好，柔是好的，弱是不好的。
So the Chinese word tender, weak is wrong.
基督是有柔无弱，我们常有弱无柔。
Christ was tender, not weak. We are weak, but not tender.
恩赐除了发现以外，可以不可以求主给我们？
Apart from discovering your gifts, can you ask God to give it to you?
我们不可强求某种恩赐。
We shall not force to get any kind of gifts.
我们渴慕可以的。
We can desire those gifts, yes.
但是不可强求。
But you cannot force it.
因为渴慕表示我们爱慕主。
Because to desire means we desire our Lord.
强求表示我们要控制指挥主。
To force means that we're trying to force and direct our God.
一想控制，一想指挥他，你就等于不尊他为主。
When we're trying to control to direct him, then we are not treating him as Lord.
这个不可以的。
This is not good.
有的人爱方言的恩赐。
Some people like the gift of speaking in tongues.
所以有的人就教别人讲方言。
So some people teach others to speak in tongues.
全本圣经没有 private lesson for speaking in tongues.
Holy, the whole Bible, no mention of that.
来，我教你，免费的。
Come here, free lesson.
跪下来。
Kneel down.
舌头放软。
Relax your tongue.
啦啦啦啦啦啦。
And you go like that.
好，我在后面啪啪啪啪啪。
And then he pats you in the back.
到最后就慢慢上轨道。
After a while, you make progress.
There's no such example in the Bible.
圣经没有这种例子，
所以不可以的。
So it is not impossible.
不可以求主，强求主给你恩赐。
You cannot force the Lord to give you
gifts. 如果你再勉强下去
，If you want to force it even more,
假的灵就来了。
The false spirit will come to you.
你就自己负责。
Then you are responsible for yourself.
神负责他做的，你负责你做的。
God is responsible for what he does. You be responsible for yours.
该杀的乌龟给该杀。
What is Caesar's, give it to Caesar.
归于神的归于神。
Those who belong to God, give it to God.
很危险。
This is very dangerous.
现在我发现很多假的方言。
I found a lot of false tongues.
所以你要注意。
So you must be careful.
有一个原则要注意。
There's one principle you must take note.
真的圣灵叫我们不要什么灵都信。
The Holy Spirit tells us not to believe in any spirits.
总要试验。
But to test.
那叫我不要试验只要信的是什么灵我不知道。
What kind of spirit it is to ask me to just to take without a testing is, I don't know.
Do you see the logic?、啊、真的圣灵叫我不要什么都信，叫我什么都信的就不是那个真的圣灵。
The true Holy Spirit tells me not to believe in everything. The spirit that asks me to believe in everything is some kind of other spirit, I don't know.
还没有猛照应该有系统的装备自己怎样装备啊。
Before、
我们还没有机会读神学。
Before you're called, but you want to equip yourself, How do you systematically equip yourself?
看书啊。
Read books.
好好查经啊。
Study the Bible well.
中国教会。
Chinese church.
中国查经班。
Chinese Bible study.
应当有一个相当有分量图书馆。
It should have a very substantial library.
解经的书。
And to have commentary.
教义的书。
Doctrine.
神学的书。
Theological books.
副教的书。
Apologetics.
这个圣经手册。
And Bible handbooks.
宗教词典。
And the Bible dictionaries.
圣经词典。
Bible dictionaries.
这些重要的东西应当有 一套在里面。
You should have a set of these things.
就比盖一个大礼拜堂更要。
It's more important than building a big church.
查经班查查查，常常查到重要的教义的时候就不了了之。
When a Bible study, when it comes to difficult, important doctrines, they sort of just, let it go.
一个没有教义的教会像一个人没有骨头，你懂吗？
A church without doctrine is like a man without bones.
有骨没有肉， scared to death.
If you see bones without meat, it's scared to death.
有肉没有骨， cannot stand.
But meat without bones cannot stand.
就是这样简单。
Like that.
教会工作，所以 你要读书。
So you must read.
产生一个 study club，
have a study class，
一种讨论研究，
and to study and research together。
教会工作怎样与社会关怀结合？
How does the church work link with social concern？
而合乎圣经的教训？
And it's also according to the teachings of the Bible。
耶稣说：“我赤身露体，哪里耶稣有赤身露体？”
Jesus said, "I was naked." Wait, Jesus, how can I be naked？
你不给我穿。
And you did not clothe me。
我在监牢。
I was in jail.
你不来看我。
You did not visit me.
我饥我渴，你不给我吃，不给我喝。
I was hungry and thirsty. You did not give me any food.
我病，你不来探望。
I was sick. You did not visit me.
你的主啊，你什么时候有这些事呢？
The Lord, when were you like that?
他说呢，你坐在小子里，就是坐在我身上。
But the things you do to these little ones, you do it on me.
所以教会应当照顾那些软弱的、有病的、贫穷的会友。
The church ought to take care of those weak, poor, and sick members.
如果在教会以外的有需要，你有足够力量也可以照顾他。
If outside the church there's a need and you have the strength to meet the need, you should do that.
这个双重智慧要注意的。
This double wisdom.
第一
，once
就是不但帮助他的带子，要帮助他建立骨头。
Not only be concerned about his
pocket,
his pockets, but you also must take care of his bones.
上帝爱你。上帝爱你，以后他就上帝爱我，就变成没有骨头的人。
God loves you, God loves you. Stick money in his pocket, and you think, oh, God loves me. Get everything without bones.
真正帮助他，给他奋发图强。
Person really helps him is to help him stand on his own two feet.
从前卡尔库塔有五万个乞丐。
In Calcutta, there were 50,000 beggars.
美国人就帮助乞丐。
So the Americans helped the beggars.
帮助了很久，又变成500,000乞丐。
And after they helped them for a long time, it became 500,000 beggars.
没有做乞丐，哪里有资格得帮助呢？
Because unless you're a beggar, you're not qualified to receive help.
比教会增长更快。
And so they grow, their growth exceeded church growth.
Beggars growth.
Growth, beggars growth.
这个很可怕。
This is terrible.
第二样的智慧。
Second kind of wisdom.
你手里有多余的。
What you have left over.
要给当得的人。
To give those who deserve.
谁是当得的？
Who are the ones who deserve?
WCC 说，钱拿去给那些这个游击队。
World Council of Churches says give the money to the guerrillas.
那是不当得的。
They do not deserve it.
所以现在我听说，不知道对不对啊？你们可以去 check， 整个德国的路德会离开了这个 WCC。
I don't know if that's true or not, but the whole German church has left the World Council of Churches.
You are good servant. 你那样谦卑，我哪里可以站出来？我现在想坐下来了。
Let's sit down.
It's not only translating my language, my action. 可以坐吗？
可以。
你不可以，我也坐。我不过是礼貌一下。我讲到哪里？
德国教会里
当得的人。
Give it to those who deserve.
谁是当得的人呢？
Who are the ones who deserve?
自以为当得的常常就是不当得。
Those who think that they deserve are the ones who do not deserve.
那些已经尽他所能还困难感到自己不当得的是当得。
Those who've done their best and still haven't gotten and feel that they don't deserve it, those are the ones who really deserve it.
Paradox. 如果呢，这个德国的路德会几千万的会员的教会离开 WCC 可以刺激 WCC, 可能这是好事情。
If these tens of millions of Lutheran members leaving WCC can really stimulate the World Council,
我不知道如果很多教会离开 WCC 变成 CC
Some people leave WCC become CC
我讲台湾话教会在新旧牧师交替的时候应该注意什么
in the church and the transition time of old and new pastors, what should the church do?
要想想那牧师是不是你把他逼走的。
You must think, first of all, did you force your old pastor away?
要想想新的牧师来你栽培有份没有。
To think that when a new pastor comes, are you going to nurture him enough?
要想想如果是你的孩子给人逼走怎么样。
You think if he is your own children and he's being forced away by others, how would you feel?
要想想如果你的孩子给人请去应当怎么样带他。
Think if your kid is being invited to be a new pastor, how should they treat him?
我这个不是你要我的答案，但是我故意要这样答的。
This is not directly answering this, but I'm doing this on purpose.
第二个问题。
Second question.
在没有牧师期间。
When there is no pastor.
有一些人就用每个礼拜一点车马费请人来讲道，后来说，哎，更节省。
Some people spend gas money to invite guest speakers every Sunday and find that, hey, they save more money that way.
请一个牧师一个月2000多块。
Invite a pastor, you have to pay $2,000 a month.
1000多块。
Or $1,000 a month.
啊，贵得要命。
It's too expensive.
每个礼拜请一个人来讲道，60块、100块就够了。
Every,
他也增加收入。
Every week you invite a guest speaker.
我们为主节省。
$600, you know.
皆大欢喜。
He gets some money, we save some money, everyone's happy.
好，以后盼望你的孩子去专门。专门这样的。
And I hope your kids, if you think this way,
以后你做传道就专门每个月每个礼拜这样的。
That you're a full-time guest speaker.
这不对的。
This is wrong.
严格说。
Strictly speaking.
十个家庭就可以供应一个牧师的家庭，因为十分之一奉献刚好是十分之十。
10 families can support one pastor because each give 1/10, that's 10 tenths.
20个家庭就可以派一个宣教士。
If 20 families, you can send a missionary.
而且他们的身份应该和你们一样的。
Also, their status should be the same as yours.
许多牧师不是没有读书，不是笨人。
A lot of pastors are not stupid.
他们需要读的书，他们 要有的知识也不少的。
They need a lot of knowledge and the books they need to read.
不可以轻看，不可以这个随便虐待主的仆人。
You should not casually maltreat your servant, God's servant.
好，没牧师的时候，你们自己努力做工。
Without a pastor, you do the work.
有一个牧师走的时候，妇女团就哭得半死。
When one pastor was about to leave, the women's fellowship was crying and crying.
这个牧师想，哇，我一定好得不得了。
The pastor said, I must be fantastic.
他说，你们为什么这样伤心？
So why are you so hurt?
你知道那妇女团契的团长讲什么？
You know what the head said?
我们这两年换了5个牧师。
These 2 years we've changed 5 pastors.
那么上一次的很不好。
The last one was terrible.
我们现在想着又要换牧师，我们就哭。
And now we think of having to change pastor, we have to cry.
为什么哭得这样伤心？
Why do you cry?
他每次越换越不好。
Every time we change, they get worse.
你也听不懂就算了。
If you still don't understand, forget it.
请举例说明。
Please give an example.
有那些教会的聚会活动是可有可无的。
What kind of church gatherings are optional?
当聚会
When you're meeting,
你的用意不是实实在在荣耀主
And your purpose of this meeting is not really to glorify God.
不是实实在在造就人的时候
Not really to edify man.
就可有可无了
Then it becomes optional.
如果有一个聚会本来是很好的
If there is a meeting that was originally very good,
一个人不负责任也不预备随便乱讲就是糟蹋那个智慧就变成可有可无
Yet a person doesn't prepare himself and just speaks a few words, he's wasting the meeting.
本来没有的聚会
What would not have had?
我们大家在开玩笑，到最后呢，变成哎严肃的读经，最后呢，变成很有分量的讨论的事情。那个教会觉得本来是无，变成应该有的。
And then later on, after a few jokes around, people realize they have to strictly study Bible, and it becomes a very good meeting. This is the church that had no meeting and then had one meeting.
所以我从本质来看。
So we look at the nature.
我在神面前已经立下心志了。
I've made up my mind.
Every time when I stand up between my audience, I will never spend their time.
每一趟我站在众人面前，我不浪费他们时间。
Never waste their time.
我不浪费他们时间。
I will teach the truth.
我教导真理。
I will faithfully serve.
我忠心的侍奉。
如果我没有 message, 我不站起来。
如果没有信息，
我如果站起来。
If I stand up,
我就不管你反对不反对，我要讲的我都要讲。
Regardless whether you're against me or not, I have to say what I say.
但我严肃说，我是以敬畏神的心讲话的。
But strictly speaking, I speak with the fear of God.
好像有时候很泄气。
Seems like sometimes it's of the flesh.
在血气中行事，却不靠血气征战。
But I work in the flesh, but I do not fight in the flesh.
如果教会有这样的活动，怎么样停止它呢？
Church,
不要停止它。
If the church has this kind of activity, how do you stop it?
把它搞好。
Don't stop it, but make it good.
我内心很羡慕服侍神。
In my heart, I envy serving God.
我念神学。
I'm also in a seminary studying.
我被这个蒙召的问题捆住。
But I'm troubled by this problem of being called.
怎么真正知道主要我 full time 呢？
How do I know that God wants me to be full time?
或者做 tent maker?
Or to be a tent maker?
Okay, 我现在提，如果我单用过一番，这个解答可以吗？
Can I just use it and answer Mandarin?
Do you need particularly translated into English? 有哪一个人？
Who needs to be translated into English?
Okay, would you please all those who need English translation sit here and you move there? 谢谢你，这样我们可以节省时间。其实对我是更不好，我一边一直讲不必等。十字架会更重一点点。什么？好，我放。好，现在哪一个人要到那边听的？虽然翻译也很精彩的。I should tell you, there are three best translators for me.In the world, and two among them is in this mission 83. 一个是他，另外一个是李建南，请你站起来一下。刚才祷告那个。那么其他有很多很好的，不就是速度？有时候我太急，不是他们错，是我的脾气太急。好了，我们现在言归正传，就是很好的问题，我要很严肃的同你们讨论这个问题。该动的动，该静的静，该讲的讲。你们就加上一个该笑的笑。你已经读神学了，还在想蒙召的问题吗？这是因为在美国收生的时候呢，没有很严格。我们印尼不这样。我们知道辛辛苦苦得到一些钱来栽培传道人，没有要全时间的不必来读，要来读就要全时间，所以我们挑得很严格。我们那个神学院很蒙上帝赐福，每个月需要的钱刚刚好，而我们的教授院长出来讲道从来不来募捐，我们就是来讲道、神，我认为印尼的印尼负责，你们美国的你们美国负责，就是这样。那么那边上帝赐福，我们最近盖了大礼堂，建了大宿舍，全部不向外面募捐，主自己引导。好，我现在继续讲下去。我们因为这样，所以我们只收那些全职要奉献的人，否则我们不收。不过美国很多神学院就谁要报名就来读，有钱就可以读了、所以不一样。你现在已经读了神学，对于蒙召还有一个问题。我的原则，怎么知道神呼召我做 full time？我先请你们不要想做 tent maker， 我再唱反调。你不要先有一个 priority 的思想，先做 tent maker， 先想我传道就是传道，到必要的时候为主的缘故暂时做 tent maker， 那个是圣经的教训。那为什么我是要做传道呢？但是因为我要做传道呢，不能进到中国或者不能到哪里传道，但是做 tent maker 可以进去，我就为主的缘故做 tent maker。 那么你说我不是那个意思，我的意思平信徒一面做工一面，那个是每一个基督徒都要做的责任。所谓 tent maker 是保罗到了一个地方没有办法，他一定要一面做工供给自己需要，才能把传道的工作做下去，他不得不为主缘故做 tent maker， 做这帐篷的。圣经从来没有那个一些基督徒这个可以选择，我不要做 full time， 那么我要做 part time， 一面做一面这样，那这种比较好，对我比较容易，不必看这是老爷的面色。不是 ，tent maker 是保罗做的，而保罗是 full time， 保罗是全职的，但是在某一个时刻比较，比如说一个传道人到一个地方去开荒，那个地方基督徒少得不得了，而他有一些的机遇。他就可以靠机在那边做生意，做一点工作，那用得到的钱养活，但是那个的生活是副业，传道是正业。而做那个不是为了他那事，做那个是为了维持生活，使肚子不闹革命，可以继续传道。所以就为主的缘故做那个执仗。同今天很多人所讲的部分时间，我看了不大一样。如果我的观点和你不一样，你不赞成，我不管，我就要你去想。 你想看看对，对你就接受，不对就算了。你看不对不一定不对，我先说。那你说你看对也不一定对，但是我是很严肃的，以敬畏主的心来谈这些话。好，接下去，我怎么知道神要我做传道人？今天有一个人在他的卡里面对我说呢，我很炫目做个全世界，但我感到我不是不蒙不着，我正看这卡，我就认为这个人可能就是全世界蒙着。不过他是非常谨慎，非常看自己的弱点，还没有 positive 的把自己放奉献上去。其实这个人很可能是不太神选拣选。好，我要给你们的 principle 几条。第一条，注意啊，注意听这些词句。我清清楚楚做传道，责任重大，十架也很重。这条路责任大，重担大，这个关系大，价值大，不容易。但是呢，却有一种莫名的甘心，继续不断在里面推动我，一定要走这条路。清清楚楚知道不容易，很难，我不能胜任，但那个甘心一直不断在里面催逼我，这是神呼召你的第一个记号。啊，我讲的没有什么特别，我不是神在梦中告诉你，某某人，你做传道，我不走那条路，我一向给你 very stable principles。你过几十年，你还要再想这些话，你还可以认为这是对的，因为我答这个问题答了21年，结果把它归纳的变成这些原则：第一 ，you truly know the difficulty, the burden, the cross, how heavy it is, but still you get the willingness to push you in your motivation。那么这个呢是神呼召你的第一个记号。第二，你说第二是什么呢？第二就是呢，你已经有这个 willing 这个甘心要做，后来你就说 part time 算了，你就自己对自己，我也不够资格，训练也不够，我不过是一个我，当然你是一个我，我就 part time 好了。你一讲要 part time 的时候，你的 part 你永远不会满足，那么你内心深处呢就有一个亏欠感，除非 full time 你没有平安，那是神第二步步骤。这到你 full time 整个的奉献，你才有平安，这是第二步的步骤。第三，当你从 part time 转到 full time 的时候，你还是犹豫不决，最后你就想试试看，我逃走，我再回头。你回头的时候，神就鞭打管教你，那是第三步的步骤，那很重。那这个完了以后，你认为是了，我就是了。但是呢，另外一个重要的印证是什么？教会看出你应当是侍奉主，你不要忽略其他的圣徒对你的印证。一个人有神仆人的呼召，其他人会看出来，其他人看出来是圣灵借着肢体生活，借着身体的功用产生出来的一个印证。你不能忽视这个功用，这个很要紧。所以呢，这些原则就把你带到一个你能肯定我是不是全世界。有一些人很爱做就 Tim Maker， 我不是说不需要，基督徒应该基督徒政治教会，我已经讲了，每一个基督徒都应当在他的身份里面 part time 侍奉上，应该的。但我是特别提到那些这个专职权，应当权责的不能逃走，不当权责的不要强求。那么你现在说我自己要选，你没有自己选，你就神选拣选，你就要顺服。你说我如果一面做生意又奉献一点钱又能讲道，这不是好吗？皆大欢喜，我也欢喜。同样一个传道人 full time 的讲道， part time 的讲道， part time 的久久讲一次，有时比 full time 讲更好。因为 full time 每个礼拜讲，你们小的时候最讨厌的是做作文，对不对？你忘记了，你小学最讨厌上作文课吗？但你做会友的时候，你就要你的牧师每个礼拜作文做得很好，很难啊，你懂吗？所以每次你记得你从小做作文那样难，你就记得牧师每个礼拜上台一定要把一篇新的好的文章写，很不容易，这是很不容易。有时候是一天到忙得不得了，这个结婚那个订婚，不是离婚，这个生孩子那个死掉，忙得不得了。有一个牧师，老牧师，他讲一句话吓了我一跳。
你们不要以为我们牧师只有在台上不是主，你知道吗？你没有生出来我就服侍，
因为你妈妈有孕就说为我祷告，没有生出来就服侍你了，死后还服侍你。
这单一个啊，每一个都这样。是啊，还有另外一个牧师说，做牧师要三个皮厚。我学他讲话，第一命皮厚，给人家骂还讲；第二肚皮厚，什么菜都能够吃；第三脚皮厚，什么地方都要去。三皮厚成功就是好牧师。OK， 哇，今天你们听了好多好东西。哦，12点多了，要不要停了？
要。
我很快讲，因为我可能6点多就要离开，要到飞机场。哇！我内心科莫不舍，现在不要想到 Team Maker 的问题。
好，
如有一个人，这个人，他每一年都一直考虑要不要全世界。最后有一天我打电话问他，你到底怎么样？他说呢，我不敢。为什么？因为我不是清清楚楚、彻彻底底、完完全全明白主的旨意。那我你现在做什么？做生意。你清清楚楚、完完全全、彻彻底底、明明白白，上帝要你做生意也不。我说这个也不，那个也不，为什么走这条路 ？Not so risky。所以回头是动机问题，动机问题。很多人迟迟出来，你知道这个 Living Stone 知道吗？或是 The Living Stone，Living Stone 死的时候，心放在非洲，身体带回去伦敦，埋葬的时候，许多人送殡，在那些送殡队中间，有一个老人在他棺材旁边一直哭，你知道为什么？因为他喊他同一天奉献，但是没有走出来。我判断你不是那个人。如果我有心智奉献给主，做主的圣器皿，但心里存着胆怯的心，有圣灵告诉我，我有很多罪，不够资格被主用。请问有什么方法消除这个意念，来消除这自卑、胆怯的心？我是很自卑感的，你相信吗？
不相信。
你们不相信？我告诉我是很自卑感的。我3岁的时候就没有爸爸，尤其常常看自己不如人。我的母亲呢，当然她不是受很高深教育的人，那个很有智慧的人，但无形中他有时候把他的苦水透露，他不知道。妈，我要这样，我要你不能。别人是有爸爸，你是没有的，无形中就变得自卑。但自卑感呢，产生一种奋发心，你只要能够应用。所谓大人物是什么？放大镜下看的人物叫大人物。大人物呢，大毛病、大缺点，什么都大，因为他大，大人物，所以他能除去他的大毛病就这个流芳百世，不能除去就遗臭万年，就叫大人物。小人物小危险，小脾气，什么都小，所以没有什么可讲，因为很小。我的自卑感很大，但我克服了，我实实在在克服了。到结果呢，我就用神给我刚强壮胆的勇气做主的工作，这个是很大的。有一次我讲一句话，周祖培牧师听了就在笑。我说呢，我这个人呢，胆子比恩赐大。他在旁边就笑场。原来呢，胆子就是恩赐啊，对不对？因为他所赐的是刚强仁爱谨守的心嘛，怪不得我讲错了他就笑了。胆子是恩赐，很重要的恩赐。你们不要丢弃勇敢的心。存这样心的人必得大赏赐，勇敢。事情不像你所想象的那么糟，你不必想到那样悲哀、那样自卑、那样胆怯，没有用。有四件事从来没有用，但是常常来侵犯我们：胆怯、挂虑、惧怕、捉急。大家说，胆怯、挂虑、惧怕。做忌，再加上什么呢？再加上生气，这些都没有用的东西，但是常常发生。你现在开车开到哪边红灯，你气得要命，不会因为你气变成绿色。No change，没有用的。你忌，你挂虑，没有用，都没有用。 所以最重要的你克服你自己啊，主耶稣基督给我们是勇敢的事，上帝的儿女不应当胆怯，虎父不生犬子，虎老爸不生狗子。Your father is a lion, how come you're a dog? You should not be a dog. 我们的神是上帝，是万物之主，我们的基督是犹大支派的狮子，我们不应当胆怯。但你丢在狮子洞里面，狮子不敢咬他，因为他练得像狮子，所以是一样的。哦，就没有别地方听不到。请简短讲一讲你得救的经过，因为你要我简短呢、啊。我17岁的时候，我受进化论、唯物论、共产主义、无神主义搞昏头脑。那一年，我就很反对基督教，很反感传道牧师教会。但我母亲呢，那个伟大的母爱呢，我不得不去教会，所以我去听道了。我不知道我牧师呢，看我那副嘴脸，或者脸嘴，有何感想，我不知道。而我后来知道，等我得救以后呢，上帝就派很多这样的人来听我，因为上帝是公义的，报应，对不对？但我后来发现人家这样听我也不怕，因为照镜子，我从前也这样过嘛，有什么？我发现很多人参加我的布道会，第一天这样，第二天这样，第三天啊。我后来就猛到专门去找这些歪头的人去解决他们的困难。然后我后来有一天呢，我感到我的罪，因为有一个人问你们感动吗，这个聚会你们很好吗，我的哥哥说很好很好，另外一个人说哦受感动，假的。等那个人走了，我说你们真的受感动没有啦，为什么你说受感动，傻瓜，人家介绍你来参加聚会不说好话，这叫做做人啊、哦！做人，我才明白做人都是说谎叫做人。后来我就想一个问题，如果谎言虚假的事情真的存在怎么解决，不是我犯罪就算了，后来知道除了基督没有办法解决，我就回头。中国人说理都必扎，有许多人文一文化一化有文化，文化背后还是一大堆罪恶，我们需要回头，所以我就得救了，我就信主，信主第三天就猛照，猛照我就奉献，奉献你我就从来没有一天思想是不是真要我做传道，不再那样想，我就想我怎么做才能做得更好。介绍一些书籍关于你所讲的昨天的三大思想，那2000年前的事情，你为什么要花很多心神去研究那个？保罗知道当代的东西，因为他在当代，你应该是知道遮代的，这个才是一样。很多所谓一样是不大一样的，你懂吗？就一样中的不一样，不一样中的一样，你听啊。外国人秀中国人，我很受，外国人这么爱中国人，传福音给我们，我很受感动，我要效法他也爱中国人。你效法他就要爱外国人，你外国人爱中国人，你效法他，你中国人爱才是效法他，那我就爱中国，中国人本来就要爱中国人。那你是受提醒，你不是效法他，所以很不一样。一样的不一样，不一样的一样，怎么解释呢？很简单，两个人面面相看，看两个一样不一样。你有鼻子，我也有鼻子；你有眼睛，我也有一样，但是一样中很不一样。昨天我提到 Stoicism、Epicureanism， 还有另外一个是什么 ？Skepticism。Skepticism 就是不信。那今天中国人有知识的都走对基督教 skeptic， 好吧？那么那些有所成就、世界享乐的人就走 epicurean 的道路。那么那些呢，宇宙观认为物质产生一切的共产主义也走 epicurean 的这个 worldview cosmology。那么另外一种人就是什么呢？就是有孔子的道德，有自己良心，做人行善，社会上有这个有德高望重的人，就走 stoicism， 相同的一些情形。我是这样说，今天中国的岂不也这些吗？我不过是解释那犀利女人，我欠你们债，从那边发挥出来。 那么现在你还看了现在今天 existentialism logical positivism 还有其他的这个哲学思想影响人的反权威反传统的这些，你去研究这些思想看看怎么去了解他们。